This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis on Sunday took credit for a non-lethal attack, a missile strike in central Israel, as the Israel-Hamas conflict continues to spread. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
A small fire burns brush near Modi'in in central Israel, the aftermath of a hypersonic ballistic missile launched by the Iran-aligned Houthi rebels in Yemen, more than 2,000 kilometers away. Houthi military spokesperson Brigadier General Yahya Sari.
The Israeli enemy should expect more strikes as we approach the first anniversary of the blessed October 7th operation.
Israel reported no fatalities or injuries in this weekend's missile strike, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed vengeance. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Ukrainian officials say two people have died in a missile attack on the Black Sea port city of Odessa. It came as Moscow and Kyiv exchanged drone and missile attacks. The Ukrainian Air Force said on Sunday it shot down 10 of the 14 drones and one of the three missiles Russia launched overnight. At least 41 people were wounded Sunday afternoon in a Russian aerial bomb in Kharkiv. The Russian Defense Ministry said it downed 29 Ukrainian drones over western and southwestern regions with no damage caused by the falling debris. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign says he's safe after gunshots were reported in his vicinity in Florida. The campaign didn't provide any additional details on Sunday afternoon. The news comes roughly 2 months after the Republican presidential nominee was shot during an assassination attempt at a rally in the U.S. swing state of Pennsylvania. This is VOA News. A boat has capsized in northwest Nigeria, drowning at least 40 people. President Bolo Tinubu shared the news on Sunday. The accident happened in Zamfara State as farmers were heading to their land. Tinubu promised support for the victims and directed emergency agencies to assess the situation. A police spokesperson reported the accident happened on Saturday. 5 people were rescued, but 40 remain missing, he said. The boat was carrying mostly farmers who regularly use the crossing. Police were seen patrolling the French coast on Sunday afternoon after authorities said several migrants died overnight when their boat sank in an attempt to cross the English Channel. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao has more.
Jacques Bellon, prefect of the Pas-de-Calais region, said rescue crews were alerted that a boat with 59 people on board was in difficulty in waters off the coast. 51 people who were rescued were now in the care of emergency crews, he said. Bellon added that the deceased were men from Eritrea, Sudan, Syria, Egypt, Iran and Afghanistan. The tragedy follows the deaths of 12 people earlier this month when their boat capsized in the Channel on its way to Britain. The Channel is one of the world's busiest shipping lanes and currents are strong, which makes crossing on small boats dangerous.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Flooding had swept over most of Central Europe by Sunday, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Torrential rain in Austria has caused the Vine River to flood basements and entire houses on the outskirts of Vienna. Authorities evacuated several houses as the river, which is usually little more than a small creek, burst its banks in western Vienna. Local resident Isabella Schifter was lucky not to be evacuated, but she said the water in her basement reached to the hips. So far, the floods have claimed 5 lives in Romania, 1 each in Austria and Poland. In the Czech Republic, 4 people who were swept away by waters were missing, according to the police. I'm Karen Chamas.
An American billionaire spacewalker is back on Earth. SpaceX capsule carrying tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman and his crew splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico near Florida's Dry Tortugas early on Sunday. Their pre-dawn return ended a 5-day space flight that lifted them higher than anyone has traveled since NASA's spacewalkers. They pulled off the first private spacewalk on Thursday, testing brand new spacesuits. Isaacman shared the cost with SpaceX. He was joined on the mission by 2 SpaceX engineers and a former U.S. Air Force Thunderbird pilot. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.